start. Good series win. I feel like we've had some gritty wins here lately. To start the second half, Holmes was cruising, throwing the ball really well. Fifth inning was a tough inning for him. Had to grind. You know, they batted around and scored three runs. And I would love to have Grant go back out for the sixth. We were three out of four lefties coming up in the sixth. I thought it was time to go to Dodd there to face the lefties. And bullpen did a great job. I know, we've gone to the well here the last couple days. But hopefully we can get a little bit deeper in the games with our starters. But they've done a good job. So it was a good win. I mean, some smart baseball plays along the way, right? Dubon beating the ball to second was a big play. Jarvis deking the runner so they don't score with the ball in the gap. You know, Olsen finding his way out of a rundown. There were some good things that happened that you can point to that were factors in that game.
Nice is it just to see Riley have a couple swings that could create some confidence.
Yeah, that's a great sight to see Riley swinging the bat like that. I mean, that ball to center was smoked. I don't think it was high enough to get out, but we've seen him like that in the past. So that's really good to see. And he's been taking better swings lately. I mean, he's hitting the ball really hard. So, he's showing some really good signs. I mean, that'll be huge for us. Baldwin, he's back to form. I think it's official now. After his short little struggle there after coming back, he was on an MVP type trajectory before he got hurt, and he's looking like that again. The offense is scoring some runs. We're doing some things well offensively, hitting some homers again. So there's some good things happening.
You never want to go through failure like the way Baldwin did after the injury, right? But in talking to him too, he said, he learned a lot and stuff like that. Just kind of how important is it sometimes for players just to get through that first struggle, when they reach the majors, similar to how Baldwin did.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. I don't care who you are. Not only for the individuals, but for teams. I pointed to this the other day where our team had a rough June. But we come out the other side and still in first place, and we're playing better now. I mean, those things, those are deposits, right, in the bank. As far as your mental toughness and being battle tested, those things are deposits. As long as you come out the other side, and I feel like we have. For a guy like Drake, who's a pure hitter. Even great hitters go through tough stretches. Like I said, it's inevitable. But it's great to see a young kid like that, second year in the league, turning around like this. It didn't beat him down. He didn't stay down. He's back to being one of the best hitters in the league again.
But just kind of talk about how Jarvis does those little things like deking, and it feels like he has such a good feel for the game.
Yeah, I always describe him by saying he has a very calm game. When it's a tricky hop, he stays calm. The tough play, it's a very calm put out and very calm assist. And there's a lot to be said, especially at that position. Because things can speed up when you're in the middle of the field defensively, especially at shortstop. So he has shown some really heady things. I think there's a high baseball IQ there. Good feel for the game. Knows how to take an at bat if he has to go. If he feels like the game is telling him to take some pitches, go deep in the count, he'll do it without being told. So. Yeah, there's some good things in order there with Jarvis.
This weekend offensively, kind of reminder, not only what this offense was, but what it can still be, right?
Yeah, I agree. And know, I know I was saying, I even through our worst struggles, I always had hope because when I looked into the crystal ball and I looked down the road, I knew we're going to get some guys back. You know, the guys that were struggling, that wasn't going to continue. Their track record said so. So there was when you looked ahead, you could see some good things coming. So as tough as it was, and it's tough when you're not winning games, but I always felt like there's better days ahead, and hopefully this is a sign of that.
Brock Fuentes in the face Langford there, I think, with the time to go ahead and run a scoring position. Just, you know, there are times obviously in the game where there's gonna be a big out before the eighth and the ninth. As a manager, how valuable is it to have a guy like Didi?
He's been one of our firemen, right, to come in a tough spot, and he's durable enough to do that and go back out like he did. And look, I don't like doing that, making a guy go one plus, especially when we've been leaning on him. You know, whether it's a Dylan Lee or a Didi, I'd rather not do that. But when Langford shows up at that point in the game, I feel like I have to go get him, you know. And then, you know, hoping he can get through that next inning, and he did. That was huge. Didi doing what he did. Dodd doing what he's done. He's done that on occasion where he's come in, gotten the last out of an inning, and gone back out and put the inning down. That's gold, you know. But you got to pick your spots. You know, as a manager, you can't. Go to the well too often, you know, and like there's a price to pay, right? But when you have an opportunity to win a game, my feeling is you got to try to bank this win. We tried it last night. It didn't work last night, but you know, we went for it with our four guys in the last four innings when we had a lead. So I just feel like when there's a win in sight, you go for it, and then you deal with it later, you know. And I feel like our pen as a whole is stronger, probably as strong as it's been all year. When you look at the guys that are considered, you know, not our back end guys, they're pretty good. So it sets you up for the next couple of days. If some guys are going to be down, we still got some good arms to throw at you.
Riley mentioned just during the break, the time away to just have mental breaks from the time of the family comes in, not even just like besides a good day today, just a solid weekend in general. Just how important can that reset button be?
Yeah, it is. It's I think it's important psychologically, mentally, emotionally, all those things that wear on you in this game. It's a bit of a reset. It's not completely a clean slate, but it feels somewhat like that psychologically, you know. So I think that helps. But he's been putting in the work too, man. I mean, he's been grinding at this since April, you know, trying to get right. And you know, you pull for everybody, but you pull for guys like Austin Riley because he's the ultimate teammate, the ultimate pro. I mean, he's a great human being. I mean, you really want to see those guys do well, and you like when those guys work through things and the game rewards them. You'd like when the good guys are rewarded by the game. I talked about a couple of recent examples with Ozzie and Harris last year in their first half, how difficult it was, and then they turned it around, carried it into this year. So I think that's a recent example for Riley to look at and you know, keep giving him hope, you know, because I think he's on his way.
Cunha's playing right field today, but he's been just DH. How do you envision his role when he comes back this week?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some conversations about that. I'm thinking for the most part, he's going to play right field. You know, there may be a DH here and there, but we want to make sure he's the bat is right, you know, and he's comfortable and up to speed. Because, you know, when he comes back, we want him to be impactful right away. Not trying to find his way for a couple of weeks because we brought him back too soon. He didn't get enough at bats. So I think the key is for him to feel right, stepping in the box and taking the bats and feeling confident. So, I think sitting here today, I mean, things can change, but I see him mostly playing right field. You know, there could be a DH in there.
So it's pretty safe to say he won't be back tomorrow or probably Tuesday.
You know. Yeah, he's still got some days ahead of him. I think, like I said, we just want to make sure he doesn't have to try to figure it out up here, you know, and struggle up here. We've seen that with guys, right? I mean, it's tough to have patience because these guys move the needle. A guy like Acuna is an aircraft carrier, and he moves the needle for our team. But we have to use good judgment there.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.